This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to Alice Alves. Alice is the CMB Vice President of Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage. This week's legislative update. Alice, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Dave. I hope all our listeners are doing well, too. I've got a few updates for everybody. So
yes.
House Bill 3008 actually passed. It kind of snuck under the radar before the holidays.
Really?
And of course, we all got busy with month end. And it passed the House. So obviously, that's only one step in the stepping stone.
Yep.
And right now, the Senate doesn't necessarily agree with the House on most things. In this case, it was really interesting to see this go through because this bill just flat out wants to do away with the FHA panel of appraisers and basically says, let's wipe that out and just say simply that an appraiser is qualified to do an FHA appraisal if they are licensed under federal and state guides, just like a Fannie Freddie appraiser would
mm-hmm.
be. So essentially do away with the fee panel, which would really, in today's day of struggling to get appraisers into the market, there's really a challenge out there in the industry. This would be a good
yeah.
thing. I'm not sure it's on all of our legislators' radar, so it would be up to us as an industry, if we really care about this, to go send out your voice, see if we can get some progress on this one, because I think this would be a big win. Now, those appraisers would still have to have an education requirement and be familiar with FHA's policy. So they wouldn't change that all the FHA appraisal requirements. Those aren't going away. All the minimum property standards and minimum property requirements would still be there. They would just open it up so that more appraisers would be eligible to conduct those appraisals. So we'll be watching this for you. It'll
reduce
some hurdles. Yeah, but we'll see. But it takes a voice. It takes the industry to speak up to say the benefit to homeowners. The other thing, and Rob kind of alluded to this a little bit, about the need for some type of model framework for licensing
mm-hmm.
and actually to also kind of correct that we have COVID requirements that allowed loan officers to not have to be licensed out of a branch that was like a temporary flexibility. And we're seeing that there's some action at each of the states now. Some states are adopting this and saying they're going to be okay if an LO doesn't have to have a brick and mortar attached to them. Other states are going, nope, I'm headed back to brick and mortar. That time frame is over and we
That's
want
right.
to keep that. So there's a lot of inconsistency and we definitely want to try and see something become more consistent in that realm. So
yes.
I think
yeah.
what Rob was referencing a little bit is there's this model licensing that's being tested out first for money-based lenders, and
mm-hmm.
that's where they were referring to, let's take a 60-day pause, see how that works, because there's a lot of kinks to work out before we start messing with the mortgage industry. So we will keep watching that, see if there's anything else out there to help us navigate licensing on a little more consistent basis. And last but not least is the forbearance numbers, right? We've got just a couple of months here before we potentially start seeing all of the borrowers needing to come out of forbearance. So September really starts to look like the main months where we're going to see those 2.1 million homeowners who are in forbearance. What's going to happen to them in servicing? So the COVID relief proposal that was out there from the CFPB, the MBA did comment on that. So did the Urban Institute and 200 other people. So I'll dissect those, Dave, and bring those back next week. But we're coming up on a lot of opinions on what really is going to happen when we have all these borrowers coming out of forbearance.
Yep, it'll be real interesting. Is it going to increase the supply of homes on the market? Or is there more plans behind it? Always interested in what the Urban Institute has to say. It's a great think tank. They have some great opinions
mm-hmm.
and
great
expertise.
Do.
They great value to the industry that they bring. So good. Alice, good job on the report. Appreciate it so much. Good to have you be here. And hopefully you can stick in because you and I share this topic in the Hot Topic segment when we're talking to Emily Farley, the work-life balance. And that's one that you and I have talked about so much. And you and your husband, Andy, have worked through some of those issues Nancy and I have in our marriage. And it's just a challenge with the family and all that, the demands on all of us. And so we're empty nesters, both of us are. So we don't struggle with it quite so much, but really have a heart for those that really struggle with that one, and especially working at home. So love to have your participation in Hot Topic.
Looking forward
segment.
To it.
Ah, for sure. Next week, folks, we've got Camelia Martin, head of industry and regulatory affairs, and Amy Moses, senior field marketing manager of SnapDocs. SnapDocs has got something going on. I can't wait. I got invited in to get to know them and their company. Very excited to have both Camelia and Amy. And you will not be bored with that interview at all. Camelia's got just an abundance of energy. I'll never forget when I first met her at one of the conferences. We just hadn't harassed each other. We were laughing so hard. It's just like, oh my gosh, it's just going to be a great interview. You're going to enjoy it. Both she and Amy are going to be wonderful. I want to say a special thank you as we wrap this up to our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, Indicom, Incelerate, Mobility, MMI, Modex, MBA, The Knowledge Coop, Lenders One, and Mortgage Collaborative. Thank you, everyone. Have a great week. Look forward to having you back here next week. Have a blessed one.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.